Chapter 3. That evening, the neighborhood was gripped by rumors that the Pereban police were going to launch another raid soon. To clean up the neighborhood, so to speak. Because the one that morning had been, by police standards, unsuccessful. The back-to-back raids, the rumors went, marked the beginning of the annual Operation Cleanup Month. A month during which hundreds of black policemen, led by white officers, combed the entire Alexandra ghetto, street by street and yard by yard, searching for people whose passbooks were not in order, gangsters, prostitutes, black families living illegally in the township, shebeen owners and those persons deemed undesirables under the influx control law. I did not understand what many of these names meant, though I was told that we and most of our neighbors were counted under them. That night we went to sleep with the rumors of an imminent police raid hanging over the neighborhood like a dark cloud. "We will have to leave before daybreak," I had my mother say to my father as we prepared to go to sleep. "That way, when the raid comes, we won't be here." Upon hearing that, Flora and I tensed and grew frightened. My mother calmed us. "Don't believe the rumors, woman," my father said with an air of authority. "There won't be any raid. When the police here just today? People are just scared. They're always scared. They always will be scared." "But everybody says they're coming," my mother insisted. "It's the start of Operation Cleanup Month, remember?" "Woman," my father said sternly, "I tell you there won't be any raid. It's just another false rumor." But a raid was coming. A little after midnight, while everybody was sound asleep and snoring and dreaming, the police invaded the neighborhood.